Lucas Graham and a song called You Were Not There before that. It was Robbie Williams, and I think that was his last single, Party Like a Russian, the title of that one. Exactly 4:30 on Phoenix FM. It's our Time to Talk day, and we were talking to Dr. Karen McCarty very recently, about 15 minutes ago, I think it was. And now it's time to chat to our next guest, who is Lois Sparks from an organization called Futures in Mind. And if you're staying at home, I've never heard of them. Lois Sparks herself wouldn't have heard of them, would you, a few months ago? This is a brand new organisation, is that right?
It's a brand new partnership between three different organisations. So it's formed by Phoenix Futures, who've got lots and lots of experience supporting adults with drug and alcohol problems, and Mind in West Essex, and Mid and North Essex Mind. And we've all got together to co-design with our service users a supportive service for any adult with any mental health problem and or substance misuse issue.
So why can't Mind do it by themselves? Why do you have to kind of all join up?
It was an idea from the commissioners at Essex County Council. We know that people get lost between services. They need help for their alcohol or substance misuse, and those services say, no, go and get your mental health sorted out first. And the mental health services would say, you don't fit our commissioning criteria because you have an alcohol problem. So people get lost. So the commissioners at Essex County Council have been really innovative in joining it all up together and joining up partnerships so you get the best expertise from different existing organisations as well as the expertise from our service users who've co-designed it with us.
So for the average person listening at home at the moment who may have a problem themselves, or perhaps they, more importantly, I suppose they know of someone, perhaps a spouse or a loved one, who has a specific say an alcohol problem.
Yeah.
What's their first course of action? Should they go to their GP first of all? Is that the way to do it?
GP would be a really good place to start, absolutely, to get their physical health checked out as well. But then if they find Futures in Mind, we've got a brilliant communications coordinator who started getting it out there on the internet.
Right.
If you look at Futures in Mind Essex, you'll find us.
Yeah, and I've got a leaflet here. Are these fairly widely distributed, these leaflets?
If you go onto the Futures in Mind website, you can join the mailing list, and Sarah will send out all the information to whoever would like it.
So who are the sort of people who should be having a look at what's happening with Futures in Mind?
Absolutely everybody.
Oh, really?
Carers. We support carers as well, because we understand caring for someone with an enduring mental illness or alcohol or drug problem can cause mental illness in the carer.
Oh,
so
right.
Absolutely anybody. Anybody who's interested. Anybody who wants to come and volunteer. Be a befriender. Mm. Befrienders make a massive difference to people's quality of life.
So this is especially useful to people who are living by themselves, perhaps, who've lost a husband or a wife. They're getting on, they're in their 70s and 80s. And
anybody.
It's a terrible loss, isn't it, when they lose their other half, you know?
Yeah. You know, the service is open to anybody. You don't have to be diagnosed by a clinician to know yourself whether you're sad or you're lonely or feeling more depressed or feeling really anxious.
Is it mainly people who live by themselves who have mental health issues?
Anybody can experience. One in four of us in any one year will have a mental health problem.
That's a lot of people, isn't it?
But the optimistic thing is that with the right help and support, most people recover fully.
Yeah, now, there's a bit of a stigma, I suppose, still, isn't there, about mental health? So there could be somebody listening at the moment who thinks, I think we're talking about this just before we came on the air. You know, it's just the way I'm made. I'm a glass half-empty person. I'm okay. I survive. I'm not very happy. And my quality of life is pretty poor, but I survive. So that sort of person really should, go and see their GP or whatever?
They could do, or they could just come straight to us. That we're hoping that the service will be, as it grows, will be designed by the people who need it. So if you think, do you know what, I'd really like to get together with some other people in Brentwood and go walking or go cycling or whatever it is that people think would make them feel more included, come to us and we'll see if we can make it happen.
Okay. Futures of Mind. Are you on Facebook by any chance? You are?
We are. There's the Facebook addresses. I think if it's not on there, I can give it to you.
Don't know whether it's on here or not, actually. Just having a little look. Facebook.
Yeah.
Futures in Mind Essex, all one word. Futures in Mind Essex. You're on Twitter?
Yes.
Well, I never use Twitter. I'm actually on Twitter. I don't know how the hell to use it, so I've never used it. And you've got a website? Yeah.
The website will be opening on the 1st of March. It's currently under construction.
Okay. So the place to go at the moment would be Facebook.
Facebook and Twitter. Absolutely.
And Twitter,
yeah.
Okay. I'm sure there's a lot of it. We ought to get you back, I think. We'll have to get you back.
Absolutely. You know,
because we can only scratch the surface, can't we, today, really, to be honest.
I'm really looking forward to getting to know more of the people in South Essex, especially, because...
Yeah. How big an area do you cover, by the way?
Futures in Mind covers the whole of Essex,
right,
apart from the unitary authorities of Southend and Thurrock.
So what... why don't you cover Southend and Thurrock?
Because Essex County Council doesn't fund their services. They're unitary, they do their own thing.
So if there just happens to be somebody listening at the moment in Southend, they can't use your
service? Yeah, nip over the border. Happy to see anybody who needs some help.
Okay. Oh, that's great. Lois, thanks very much for coming in today to talk about this new amalgamation of talent. Can I describe you something? Futures in Mind, it's called. And as I say, they don't have a website at the moment, although it will be coming up next month. So the place to go, most people are on Facebook, aren't they? Futures in Mind Essex, or Twitter, at Futures in Mind. Is that how you spell it?
Yes.
Right, okay. Lovely. Thank you very much indeed for coming in. And we'll keep that information here. So if anybody wants to know more about either Karen's work, what she does with NELFT, or about Lois and Futures in Mind, we've got the information here, so give us a ring and we'll sort you out.